It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. The oldest war in the Americas and one of the oldest wars in the world will be coming to an end soon. Colombia's government and FARC rebels have reached a deal on Wednesday to end that war in their country. An estimated 260,000 people have been killed, with millions displaced during the 52 years of conflict. The deal was reached in Havana, Cuba, after 4 years of talks between the Colombian government and FARC rebel leaders. Here to discuss the deal, the end of the war, and what it means for the future of Colombia, I'm joined by Bernard Aronson. He's U.S. Special Envoy to the Colombian peace process. Welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
As we step back from the deal maybe a little bit, is it quite as simple as amnesty for thousands of FARC rebels in exchange for renouncing violence? Is that basically what this deal is?
No, that's not the case. That was true in the Salvadoran peace process in which I was involved 25 years ago. But there is no blanket amnesty. The soldiers who will get a pardon or an amnesty are low-level combatants whose only crime was rebellion or taking up arms against the state. And that can be amnestied under Colombian law. But those who committed atrocities, crimes against humanity, crimes against international human rights, will have to go through a transitional justice program, which they have to confess their sins, they have to take responsibility, and then they can be sanctioned for up to 8 years at various kinds of what's called restorative labor. They might have to remove landmines from a community. They may have to rebuild housing. They may have to do physical labor, and they are subject to, quote, effective restrictions on their person. So that all has to be worked out by these special courts that will be set up. But there's no blanket amnesty for those who committed the most serious offenses.
The drug trade and the cocaine trade and trafficking was an important feature of financing for FARC rebels, certainly something that concerned the United States for decades. What realistically happens to the dynamics of the drug trade now that this war is ending?
That's a very complicated question. On the good news side of things, the FARC has committed to totally sever its involvement with narco trafficking. And that should create an opportunity for the government to move in with a military and governmental presence in the vast stretches of the interior of the country where they really haven't had a presence, and ordinary people do not have government services. Secondly, the two sides committed to start with crop substitution and voluntary manual eradication. And if the FARC cooperates, that could be productive. But in the last few years, actually during the negotiations, crop production actually gone up significantly. So both sides, particularly the government, have to refocus efforts on narcotics.
Ambassador Aronson, in any situation like this, in a war this old and with people who've been insurgents for so long, there's always an issue of hardliners, or what people sometimes call dead enders, people who just don't believe in the deal and will go on fighting. Is that a factor here? And do the people who support the deal, like yourself, have to be concerned that dead enders will continue with violence sometime into the future and try to upend this agreement?
No, it's a legitimate concern, and it's a concern that we have, and frankly, the FARC leadership has. One of their fronts has indicated that they're not going to take part in the peace accords. Whether they stick to that over the next month or two as the process plays out is another story. This is a front which has been heavily involved in narco trafficking, and it may not be so much that they're dead enders ideologically, but they can make millions of dollars as traffickers, and they're going to pursue that way of life. I don't think it is a major threat to the peace accords. I think the vast majority of the FARC will demobilize and disarm. So there'll be remnants of some groups that may become traffickers or other kind of outlaws. But the state will have an enormous ability to focus in on them and to deal with them once the threat of the FARC army has been eliminated.
Bernard Aronson, U.S. Special Envoy to the Colombian peace process. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.